The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
farts,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
What's up, everybody? How you all been? It's been a long time since I've been on here, but I feel better now. So let's get started. Welcome to the Kids Club Radio on MuniRadio.fm. I'm Marlon Morales back once again. I want everybody to say hi. Can everybody give a big hi?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Now we're gonna talk about some Mission local news. So our first article is gonna be week-long festival to showcase kids' art by Lauren Wins. Guys, take it away.
Starting this weekend, a special kind of art will be on display at the Asian Art Museum. Children from across the San Francisco Union School District, including many from the mission schools, has submitted work to be displayed at the museum in a program coordinated by the San Francisco Public Library. San Francisco Arts Commission, the school district, and the Asian Art Museum.
More than 700 students will, 7,000 students collaborate, contribute material ranging from visual art to musical performances to poetry to films, performances, and art activities will take place at the Asian Art Museum in the library from Saturday, February 28th to Sunday, March 8th, with a community celebration from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, March 5th. Winners of the Dreamcatcher Awards presented annually to significant contributors to children's arts education will be announced at the GLADA.
All events are free and open to the public.
Now, let's hear some Bob Marley to our commercial break. Bring it up, Lamberto.
Feel alright.
beyond
one love.
So when the man comes, there will be no, no doom.
One song.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the Father of creation. Yeah, yeah.
On Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco. Meals on Wheels is dedicated to fostering independent living for San Francisco seniors by providing hot, nutritious meals delivered to their homes. They're committed to fostering independent living for as long as possible. For more information, please call Meals on Wheels at 415-920-1111. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio in San Francisco.
Everybody, we're gonna get some news back on, but first we're gonna have Ivan say something. So
so our first thing is gonna be, how can you donate to the victims of the Mission Fire?
Some 65 residents, including 17 children, were displaced in the January 28th fire at Mission and 22nd, and there has been outpouring of support from the neighborhood and beyond. Some have started to move to Treasure Island, and others are still looking for places to live in the near the Mission.
All right, nice. Now we're going to have my other main man, Carlitos, give him a say down.
Earlier, dogs clogged at 2575 Mission Street raised $80,000 at a fundraiser. Google added another $16,000 to the fund to bring the evening to $24,000.
Unavailables, individuals affected by the fire have also started to set up individual accounts. Note, we have confirmed the fans listed below as best could, but we discovered one not listed below and never listened on his site.
To be suspicious, so we urge readers to be cautious about random emails or comments. I went over to the Salvation Army to confirm the funds the Cuenton campaign that we added today. Readers should know that kids and families are very much tracking on these funds. The Funza family in apartment 310 has GoFund campaign here. They have raised $4,605 up to $7,000.
The Caro family in apartment 308 has a GoFundMe campaign here. They have raised just over $6,000 of $10,000.
Alessandra Gonzalez and his family in apartment 312 had a gun campage here. They have raised $8,600 but are shooting for $15,000.
Seven of the nine children are students at the Thomas Edison Charter Academy, and a found for them has been set up there. They up here. They have raised more than $12,000 and there are aiming for $35,000.
Maya Alvarez and her family, who were in apartment 316, has set up a GoFundMe campaign, which is less than 3,000 away from reaching 30,000 is their goal.
A fund has been set up for the funeral cost of Mauricio Orleno, who died in the fire. The $3,000 goal has been surpassed, but the fund is still open.
And Hector Funes de Cuantizos Give Forward Fund closed last week after raising four times its $5,000 goal, surpassing $21,000 raised.
Please contact Jill Montanelli at mission.graduates.org with any questions or any actual support.
Doc's clock at 2575 Mission will continue to collect everything, goods and monetary donations, until Friday, February 6th, when it will turn everything over to the Salvation Army. Families have been dropping in to pick things up.
This city is also advertising people who would like to give clothes and other non-monetary goods to give through the Salvation Army, which has a drop-off location located at Valencia at the corner of Cesar Chavez for the affected families.
Those who would like to give the Red Cross and its disaster relief fund, a representative said they do not have a designated fund for the mission family, but the team assisting the family will draw money from the sources. Checks can be mailed to the Red Cross at 1663 Market Street, San Francisco, CA, 415-427-8000.
Assistance for residents Benjamin Amy's disaster respond. Manager for the city, Benjamin Amy at sfgog.org.
Phone number. Okay.
All right, now, Roberto.
Is there any music left in there?
Yeah, you can beat.
Yep, just wait.
All right. I don't know. I feel like doing an interview. I feel like. Oh, you guys are also listening to MutinyRadio.fm. Please know that. But I feel like I should bring one of my friends from the school, because, like, I know it can't be like a mission voice, but I'm going to ask maybe Ariel if I can
bring
someone.
And treat you right. I want to love you.
What's up? My single bed, we'll share the same room, yeah.
Quest, right, Japan?
Alright, here it goes.
Not yet.
You know what an earthquake that happened in Japan? I can't hear. It was 8.2. Now, here's a question to all you guys. Imagine an earthquake in San Francisco. What would you guys do? If it was an earthquake like that. An 8.2 earthquake.
I would find a home, and then I would find somewhere to live, and then after that, then we'd start out from the bottom and go all the way to the top again.
Well, you know, first off,
don't touch the bottom.
You know, first off, everything's been destroyed, so where are you going to start? Home D was going to been destroyed. Everything else is going to be destroyed, so...
Move somewhere where there's family, maybe.
Maybe that works. What about you?
I'll go to another family. No, to my aunt's or any place far from here that lives right close to me.
All right. What about you?
What I would do is find as many people as I can and help them, and then start building little shelters for people to sleep in, and yeah.
Well, I'll give you that. Hey, Eduardo, wake up. You're dead. You're dead asleep. Answer the question.
First of all, I would just look for my friend Anthony, and go go with him, cause like he's like really good. Like he's really prepared for everything. So yeah.
Órale, no hables así.
No, he really is. He keeps when we talked about earthquakes. He's like, I'm prepared. I'm ready for anything. He's like,
yeah.
He's like ready. He's like,
Yeah, you're gonna travel him to Guatemala to go to live in his ranch. Okay, Roberto, I'd rather hear a question from you because apparently Eduardo can't tell me nothing that isn't a joke.
I'd probably die.
Whoa. Okay.
What?
You're being serious.
took it too far.
We'd probably all die.
Yeah. Give me two reasons, because I'm not sure if that's even. There's like a
20.
No, not like that. Maybe like a 25% chance, because here where we are, we live near the bay. That's one reason you might consider it because of a big tsunami. Or two, you usually might die because of starvation, disease. Maybe you got crushed under some building.
Well, if you guys need to know, water is actually a really big problem. But there are secret water tanks all around. Well, not secret, but there's water tanks all over the city. Have you guys ever seen, like, in the middle of the road when there's a big, huge circle of bricks? When you see a weird, like, it's in the middle of the street, and you'll see a big circle of bricks. Have you ever seen this before?
I've seen those. They're, like, all over the place.
What those are... is that after the 1904 earthquake, when the fires happened and everything burned down, they realized the fire departments couldn't get water to anything to put things out. So what they did is they built these reservoirs underneath the city. So every time you see one of those brick circle things, it's actually a cistern filled with water underneath as emergency precaution if anything happens to the water system. So walk around the city, you guys, and when you see it, it's like that's if there was a huge earthquake and everything just fell apart and there was crazy stuff happening, look for those because at least you'd have a fresh water supply.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you that one.
So, yeah, you guys are welcome.
Thank you.
It'd be like the 1984 earthquake, like what happened in Candlestick Park.
Oh, yeah, that's 1989 earthquake, actually.
Oh, right.
During the middle of the, you guys probably weren't alive.
The World Series.
I was.
Yeah, it was.
But I still remember that.
There are people who took away chunks of the Candlestick Park home as like souvenirs because when it shook in the earthquake, like chunks of it fell out.
Yeah, I heard. I actually have...
My dad actually told me that he was actually in that time, but a little bit.
So
he actually knew what happened over there. So I don't know why I'm saying so much, but he actually saw that happened, like the whole thing fell down, and he went back home just to see what's happening.
The bridge? You mean the bridge, the Bay Bridge, when it collapsed on top of itself?
Yeah, and also when the game actually was canceled for like a week.
Right.
Like the Giants game in the Oakland for the World Series,
Mine also like the full thing. They got swept. I was like, my dad just like a week for this, and I, and my home team being lost. That's weak.
Well, earthquakes are scary. We hope that everyone in Japan is okay.
Actually, I had a friend in Arkansas who said he slept in a tornado.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm saying, how do you sleep in a tornado? And he's, like, technically a cowboy, but I can make his voice, but I don't want to because, like, it'd be offending him.
Well, let's not offend your friends. sounds like we have one more song that you guys have.
Nope. We do. Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to play some more Bob Marley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America.
Bye.